iTunes is still loading, but I do have the iTunes sheet up. So, and make sure you're recording.
I'm recording.
Okay.
I'm recording. I just clicked it. Hey.
I just felt like I needed to call you on that one.
Hey. What you need to do.
Okay.
Oh. The amount of money that we're talking about here. Let's say, $3 million. Like that.
$3 million?
That lady. I'm sorry. $300 million. Like that lady in, in, Michigan, I think it was. What was it? She won $336 million. Let's go with that.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah, let's... Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm in. Let's go. Yeah. I'm ready. Are you ready?
We're on your number 10, so go. Welcome to the Nerdlist, episode 94. I'm John.
And Sean.
Sean, you won the lottery. What are you doing with the money?
Well, I have a top 10 list here that I'm going to tell you things I would do.
Wow, that's very organized of you.
I figure that your number one will probably be become a hermit and live where no one can find you.
Yeah.
Because I know you like that hermit stuff. All right, John, my number 10, I would love to deck out my Wrangler. And I know this, you think this wouldn't cost much money, but it would. It would cost me around $10,000 at least to do what I want to do to this thing. I would like to buy the new hard top that has the vents, put on some massive tires with like some fall down stepladders to crawl into the Jeep. And, some just all kinds of put a giant lift kit on that sucker. Yeah. Yeah. And then I want to,
redneck to the extreme.
Yeah. Well, I'm not talking like a 6 foot lift. I just want it lifted about 6 more inches.
Have a gun rack in the back?
No. No, because what I want to do is I want to actually cut out
your hood ornament be a deer head.
Yes. No, but check this out. You're going to love this. I want, and I stole this idea from Winston, but I would like to take the back where my trunk is and cut out part of that where I could actually mount my AR-15 and two pistols in there, like a kind of a foam case to where I could open it up and there they are.
Ready for war.
That's right. That's right. Now that sounds pretty awesome, huh?
Yeah, and of course, how handy is this in case of the zombie apocalypse? You're up higher, a little harder to reach.
Right.
And you got the weapons right there ready for you.
Yes.
Okay, good call, Sean.
Thank you.
I thought about, my first reaction was not buying a new car, but it was fixing up mine, because I've had the same car since 1998. And, yeah, I just maybe changed the interior, and I'd give it a new paint job, and other than that, I think it's ready to go.
Well, you've already replaced almost everything else in it.
Yeah, so. Pretty much every other piece has been replaced.
You're good to go.
So technically it is a new car. All right, my number 10. First thing I'm doing, so I don't do anything boneheaded and lose all of it. Nothing special, nothing exciting about this, but I take $200 million of it and invest it. So I had and safe investment to where I knew I had a nice steady return.
Sure, absolutely. That's great.
That's it. So whenever I'm done living extravagantly for a little bit, I have this steady stream of income.
Nothing wrong with that. But that's a lot of money. I mean, you're talking, that'd be hard to blow $300 million. That's a lot of money.
Oh, yeah, it'd be very difficult, but I'm sure I'd figure out a way. We'll see how close I can get with this list right here.
Well, that's not much fun in that, but that's cool.
No. I'm saving the fun. I want to be safe first and then have fun.
I've got a few investments here on my list, mainly my number 8 and number 6. All right, John, my number 9, and this is very random, but and I don't even know how much that it would cost, probably around 50 grand, but I would like to buy me a 50 cal rifle.
Bet you would.
And just have like a sniper rifle. The giant scope on it, like one of those scopes that you can see through walls and stuff. like heat scopes where you can see like the heat and stuff. How awesome would that be? I'd go deer hunting and be like,
shoot it on the other side of a tree.
And people are like, you didn't get the deer. I'm like, yeah, huh? There's a hoof right over there in the tree.
That's not very sporting, Sean.
No, but how awesome would that gun be?
It'd be cool. It'd be cool to fire that thing off. Didn't they have a 50 cal sniper at that gun store in Gainesville?
Yeah, but I don't think it's for sale.
I thought they had like two of them. At least two.
They have one that's kind of like a turret, like in Rambo.
Mm-hmm.
They've got that one, and then they have one or two sniper rifles, too. The things are about 5 foot long. And the shell itself is about 6 to 8 inches long.
Yeah, I feel like I remember a price tag on there and it being very expensive.
Yeah. That's okay.
How much do you think that scope would cost? I bet that'd be
as
much or more than the gun.
It probably would be. I have no idea. I've never priced them, but I would like a scope that I could shoot from over a mile away.
Well, you can shoot from over a mile away all you want. Who knows if you'll hit anything?
Oh, yeah, that's true. I'll pack that sucker with so much powder, it'll come around and hit me in the butt. All the way around the world.
I know you'd like that.
Oh, brother.
My number 9. I would buy a couple extra houses on my street. And nice. These houses are for my nerd collections. Like, I'd have rooms all about comics, rooms all about video games, rooms all about movies, rooms all about books. And yeah, so I'd have some nerd out houses, mostly.
You have a room for your one pistol?
Yeah, I'd hang my 1.9, just a high .9mm on the wall. Display that puppy. No, because
cool. Yeah.
I would never, I don't think I would want any kind of mansion or anything like that.
No, me either. People would know that, yeah, they'd be coming for you.
So, yeah, I'd just have a couple of these small houses around here. And
you got to keep it a secret.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's not going to be obvious. I'll have a tunnel system built underneath the street so I can go from house to house without having to cross the street, too.
Nice. Are you going to have, like those the moving floors so you actually don't have to walk?
Oh, like yeah.
Sky ramps, airports.
Wow. I'm not that lazy.
I don't know. A lot of money. All right. John, this is going to shock you, but this will be one of my investments. My number 8 would be I would open a gun store.
Would you? Not you.
Yeah, because, you know, as you know, guns are my passion.
That's what I hear.
And
the last two picks had something to do with the gun.
Yes. But I would just love, I would love to have a massive gun store where all my buddies could work in it, and we just have fun doing it. And, yeah, just make sure everybody else enjoys guns as much as I do.
This becomes a scary world, Sean.
Yeah, you gotta admit, though, you would love to work in my gun store making good money.
Yeah, I would. Even though I don't know a thing about a gun.
Oh, we'd teach you.
I'd be a salesperson there. Yeah, get this one. Look how shiny it is. That is a shiny gun. You buy
what does
that
it
one.
Shoot?
Bullets.
Bullets?
Metal bullets.
No, brass.
That's metal. You
are fired.
Brass is metal.
Don't shoot metal casings. I guess brass is metal, but there is metal casings and brass casings.
Brass is a metal.
Okay. I know it is, but there is the technical term is brass and metal.
Of course.
Or I guess it would be steel. Brass is steel, so you're okay.
Could get some like ceramic bullets filled with mercury. Because that's metal too, but it's liquid, and it's toxic.
That would suck to get shot by mercury.
Yeah, I bet it would. Or, like a super cooled gun, so you have the mercury bullets in there, and it's super cold inside, so it's keeping the bullets into a solid form, and so it enters the body, and then once it changes the temperature, it melts inside. Man, I need to be making weapons.
All right, Stark.
I think these are terrible ideas, but they sound fun. Unless you get hit by them. Okay, my number 8. This is where I would gift stuff to my friends and family. I would, along with pretty much, you know what, Sean? I'm just going to own my block. I'm going to buy every house on my block. So I have one for the in-laws, one for my parents, one for my grandparents, one for my sister and her family. So whenever they come and visit, they have a place to stay. Yeah, and of course, pay off all their bills, anything that they have. Because
yeah,
it's nothing extravagant that they have. Pay off their houses, and that pretty much have them set. So, boom shakalaka.
Boom, boom.
And then, of course, I'd give you a scrap or two.
I appreciate that.
$150,000.
That's fine. That's good enough. Just about pays off my house.
No, our deal here, was it 10%?
So 10%, yeah.
$33 million?
I'll take it. I could do a lot with that. Yeah. So. Oh, the conversations we had about this.
That's how we got through two-a-days.
Yeah, this is probably one of our most talked about lists.
It's amazing that it took us to episode 94 to do it.
Yes. My number 7, I would like to rent a Harley, and I would like to drive across Europe on a Harley. Nice. I think that would be a lot of fun. Yes.
That would be fun. Of course, you're going to have to do that Audubon.
Yeah.
And that's where you're going to die.
No, I'm not going to die. I'm rich. Rich people don't die.
Yeah. Yeah, they do.
Oh, boy.
Thank you. When you get to the Autobahn, you might want to change to a car.
No.
Okay.
There's no fun in that.
You say.
Yes, I do.
Fun is safe, Sean. Fun is safe.
Huh. Well, there goes the rest of mine.
All right, where would you start out, and how would you plan this route?
I'd probably start in England and then drive to France in that tunnel there, under that tunnel.
Mm-hmm.
And or in the tunnel. I guess I'm not going to go under the tunnel. But then I would go from France to Germany, and I don't know from there. I'd probably avoid Spain. I don't really care to see Spain.
Are you serious?
To me, it's too hot. I'd want to get up into Scandinavia as quick as I could.
You could go in winter, Sean.
I would like to, yes. That would defeat the purpose of going to Scandinavia then.
I'm talking about Spain. You can go to Spain in winter.
Okay.
So it's not so hot. Never mind. Scandinavia, yeah, okay.
And then go up into Russia and stuff like that.
Okay. I like it. Are you going to work your way all the way over to China?
I might.
Okay. It's a long trip.
It's all right. I have time.
It's true.
And money.
Also true.
And if I get tired, I'll just buy a plane and fly back. I'm not going to be rich long.
I like how you said, you'll buy a plane just to fly back. Instead of buying a ticket, you're going to buy a whole plane just to get
back. Yes.
Crap, I don't know how to fly.
I've got to pay for a pilot or pay for pilot's license.
Okay. My number 7 is to travel around the United States in a car. I don't like motorcycles.
In your car?
Or a Vespa. And, well, I think I might buy a pickup for this because and a big pickup with a big bed, because my objective on this travel is to work on, remember how I bought those houses for my collections?
Yes.
Well, now I'm going to go around to yard sales and flea markets and buy, and comic book stores, and buy stuff for my collections. Yep. I mean, sure, I could sit at home and get it all off of eBay or Amazon, but what's the fun in that? And like you said, Sean, we have time. So I'm going to go hunt for the bargains, for the deals, while I'm spending all kinds of money on gas.
Yes. You got it, because you got to be a tightwad when you're rich.
Yeah.
That's the way it works. Good. I like it. I'll go with you.
Okay. It'll be fun. I'll ride on on your back for the Europe trip.
Yeah. No. A sidecar. You got to get a sidecar. Awesome. I love it. Put your little goggles on, like a leather helmet.
We could dress up like Batman, like the Batcycle, and a Robin from the 60s show used to be in the...
Yes, I can, like, push the button and your little cart shoots off.
Don't ever shoot my cart off.
That would be so funny if we're going like 20 miles an hour and I shoot it off. And, of course, you have a break. You're just like... right to the front door. Oh, that would be awesome.
And anytime we pass somebody else on a motorcycle, I have a little slingshot, and I shoot, like, acorns at their helmet.
Yes.
Oh, I don't know why I would do that, but...
All right. Well,
so it ain't big enough for the two of us.
All right, John, my number six is another investment. I would open a few Taco Casas in random places, because I think that would make a lot of money.
Not if it's in random places.
Well, like, okay, I'm sorry. I would open one in Louisville. I would open one maybe in Sanger and over, I guess Decatur already has one. So I just start out with those two places. How about that?
Okay. I thought you were just going to spin a globe and just point your finger.
Yeah, right here.
Pacific Ocean. It doesn't matter.
Saskatchewan. Antarctica needs one of these.
Those poor deprived scientists not getting any Taco Casa. Okay. I like it. Taco Casa. I think I might buy me a few of those too. I don't have it on my list, but I'd be tempted. Well, I say that, and then my goal for number six is to become healthier. Now, what that would entail, Sean, is that one of these houses I've built, I'd build in the back, just completely remove the backyard, and put in its place a indoor basketball / indoor soccer court.
Hockey.
Well, yeah, it could also be used for hockey, too. So it could be used for basketball, soccer, and hockey. Just like the one they used to have at the rec center at Tech, where I used to go to. Love that thing.
I think that it's important for you to say that you would not build this.
No, I would build this.
You're rich. You have to go crap.
Hammer. Nails.
It would be like the boards are all going to be bowed. Nails sticking up. Like the nails just bent over because you couldn't drive it all the way in.
Sean, I'm a craftsman, right?
This would craftsman.
Be this would be a work of art. So, of course, I'd hire people to build this for me. So, part of my becoming healthier thing, first, building that, okay? I'm also, obviously, I'm going to be able to buy better quality food for myself. Okay, I already have my tennis Tuesday nights, where I play tennis every Tuesday. I'm going to have a basketball Wednesday, a soccer Thursday, and a hockey Saturday.
Nice.
Okay, where every day of those weeks, I got a group of people, and we're doing those things.
Very cool. I like it, man. That's good.
I like it more. And I'll be in shape. Be in shape at that point.
That'd be great. Heck yeah, that would be a lot of fun. Just count me in for Saturdays.
Okay. What about not basketball Wednesday?
Oh, I have church on Wednesday.
Oh, okay. Well, you bring the church group after church.
There you go. That's right. The church group will be there. That's right.
Yeah.
All right, John. My number five is, it's a two-parter. And it's going to make you laugh. And everybody else is going to laugh at me because of what evolution has done to me. First thing I would do, John, is I would get laser hair removal. And you know, I'm quite the hairy person. I would get laser hair removal, and except for the one place where I need hair.
You look like freaking Carl in a wife beater day.
Yeah. So, and I would get the hair removal everywhere except for the one place that I need hair, and I don't have it. On top of my head. I would get that fixed as well.
What about all that weird hair you have growing out the bottom of your foot? That's really
funny. I don't know about that one. But yeah, I think it'd be great to have the old laser hair removal on the old back and fix the old baldness.
The old baldness.
Well, it's not really, I guess it is full-on baldness now. I think the thinning has stopped. It's in full retreat.
Nice. Yeah, I think I would probably have some electrolysis done myself. I mean, I'm already pretty much like a naked mole rat.
Yeah, I know.
The areas that I would... I just don't like shaving, period.
So like the, simple. The few little patches on your face where you get hair?
Yeah. It's mostly right down the middle. It's from under my nose to the edge of my lips, straight down the neck. There's nothing on the sides. If I wanted to grow sideburns, I couldn't. It's depressing, because growing up, I really wanted sideburns. But, you know, back in, like, the late 90s, where that was a thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I wanted those. Never was. Of course, if you watch TNA, that moron, Bischoff's son, yeah, he looks like he's stuck in the 90s. I don't like that guy. But you don't watch TNA, so you don't know.
Oh, was it the guy that was his son from Nitro? Shane O'Mac or whatever?
Oh, yeah, yeah. But he was an athlete, and he did crazy stuff, man.
Oh, he was crazy. He'd jump across the ring, kick the trash can.
Yeah, that was a pretty good spot. I mean, he fell off like the top of the – he did awesome stuff. I have respect for him.
Sure, absolutely.
Bischoff, I have none.
No.
Yeah, boy, I'd push him off of something.
Hey, buy TNA.
Yeah, there we go. I could afford that one.
Yeah.
Take over some writing duties. Okay, my number five. We've talked about this, Sean, when we were both working there together, donating stuff to the school.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, some things like there's a particular student who likes to run away every day, and it's always a scene watching the teachers chase him down. And Sean and I always joked about how we would bring him, like, a new pair of sneakers and him to run!
And some sugar.
Yeah. Monsters. Red Bulls. No, but I'm donating in a good way, okay? I'm going to donate to the two programs that I've coached that are somewhat looked over a little bit, and that's to the tennis program and soccer program. And then, of course, the two places that I've taught in, the science and the technology departments, I would donate a lot of money to.
Would you donate a couple of hundred mice to be set free in the school?
No.
Mainly near Coach Hendricks' room?
Oh, yes.
Just open his door and dump a dozen rats in there and close it.
Of course, that'll be after they get back from the vacation with us, because I'm going to have to take those guys on a vacation with us.
Oh, heck yeah, heck yeah.
So, of course, as soon as he gets back, yeah, there's going to be some mice waiting for him in his drawers.
Everywhere.
I'll fly have a little plane fly over, and just on the field house, parachute these mice down.
You just got to have a pet rat that stays on your shoulder.
Sugar glider. So we can jump and fly at him.
Ah, yes.
Yeah, so I think I'd give $5 million to the tennis team. $5 million to the soccer program. And then $5 million that the science and technology department can split.
Heck yeah, that's plenty. That's good.
Yeah.
They could almost build a stadium with that.
Yeah. And yeah, so that's my number five.
That's good, John. You know, my number four is kind of like that. I would like to build for my church a youth center. And in this, I don't know how much this would cost, but in this youth center, I'd have a bunch of big screen TVs with some 360s and some PS3s hooked up everywhere where you can link up and play games. Maybe a couple lane bowling alley and all this stuff. Now, where it gets really interesting is when you actually have to go to the youth room to have your lessons and stuff, you have to either swing across or walk across a small beam. And if you fall, you fall into like a 6-foot pit of the balls at McDonald's. You know what I mean? Either that or like the big pieces of foam where you have to wade your way out of it. And then, of course, you can play games on the beam where you can have like the joust.
Oh, yeah.
Just have all kinds of fun. But, you know, a place, you know, where the kids can come and get in and it'd be cheap and the food, like dollar hot dogs and dollar nachos, just, you know, stuff like that where, you know, kind of where you break even. I'm not trying to make any money off this deal, but the kids can come and eat for cheap and have some sodas and all that stuff for cheap and keep them out of trouble. Because I think I would have loved to have gone to a place like this. Maybe put some video arcade in there, have paintball.
Oh, that's definitely what's going to be. Like I talked about my houses for my collection, I'm definitely going to have a stand-up arcade.
Heck yeah. Mm.
Definitely.
With the Simpsons and
Ninja Turtles arcade.
T2.
All kinds of Street Fighters. And as much as I make fun of it, it was a very fun game. Is that sit-down pod racing game.
Yeah.
Where you had the controls just like they were in the movie.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
That was cool. I only played it once because it was like $3 or $4 per play.
Right.
But it was cool.
Were you saying, now this is pod racing?
I was getting some very strange looks. All right, my number four. This is one we've already talked about. Travel. Mm-hmm. My first stop is Chile to see my grandfather and family down there. And then I'm going to Europe. I'm going to various parts of Asia. I'm going to Australia. And I'm also going to Canada. I'm going everywhere, Sean. I'm going everywhere. So basically, it's going to be like this. A two-week trip, home for a month. A two-week trip, home for a month. That's how it's going to work. So
are you going to stop and see your kinfolk in Mexico, too?
Yeah, the ones that I don't have. Yeah, I'll stop by and see them.
That sounds good. That'd be a lot of fun. A
lot of fun.
I wonder how long it would take you to spend your money traveling.
I don't know.
I bet your investment, though, I bet you could just travel off the money you're making off your investments.
Yeah. Bet you could. All my travel money for that year at that rate.
Mm-hmm. You might wait 1 year. If you could wait 1 year and build up your funds, and then you'd be ready to go forever.
Yeah.
Who knows? I'm not a financial planner. Ask Cliff.
Okay. I'll ask him.
All right, John. My number three is very easy and very basic and not much to talk about, but it's what I would do. And that would be tithe. I would have to tithe to my church. 10% to the church. Kind of boring.
Are you calling me the church?
No. I'm giving you 10% too.
I understand. Good call.
There's not much to really talk about there, is there?
Okay. This is separate from your building of the youth center.
Yes.
Okay. Gotcha. My number three is I am going to a lot of the WWE and TNA pay-per-views. I'm no longer buying them on TV because I'm going to be there front row.
Nice. Get every one of them.
I'm not going to go to all of them because there's honestly several I just don't care about. But I am definitely going to probably at least five or six from each of them every year.
Are you sitting on the front row and holding up a sign?
Yeah.
That says like Ooh Chavo or something?
No, probably not. Probably not that.
I'm sick boy.
Huh?
I'm sick boy.
I'm sick. Sick boy.
From the flock.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. Very simple. WWE, TNA. Of course, I'm going to have my wife's camera, DSLR, and get some quality pictures. Instead of forgetting my camera like last time we went and trying to take pictures from as far away as we were with the little iPhone camera.
We did get one good picture, though, outside of McDonald's.
You got one? Oh, yeah, yeah. That was cool.
You know, maybe you could be in a couple of the pay-per-views since you're rich.
Just buy my way in.
Yeah.
I already own TNA, remember?
Just come out, I'm rich, I'm rich, and have, like, Santino be your bodyguard.
Santino be my bodyguard.
Yes. Like, two really crappy wrestlers be your bodyguard.
Well, I'll do Santino's booty walk-in.
Yes. Yes. Hey, where's your boy been, the Funkasaurus? I haven't seen him in forever.
I don't know. They've completely made him disappear. I have no clue what happened to him. Old Brodus, though.
I hear you. That's not a bad idea. I like that. Plus, you get to see a lot of America. And I guess Canada, if they do any in Canada.
They do some in Canada, yeah.
So, be cool. Just follow it for a year. Just go to every show.
I'm not going to every show. I enjoy watching it too much from the comfort of my home.
Homes,
that's right.
All right, well, my number two is going to be the big one. My number two is the biggest one on my list, and I'll probably be broke after I do this. But I've mentioned to you before, John, I want to buy a big yacht, and I want to sail everywhere. I want to sail all across the Caribbean, just everywhere. You know what? I might sell
this. And then after the Caribbean, straight to Australia, right?
Yeah. And after I go around Africa.
Okay.
But, you know, I want to sail all over the place, and I'll even sail into those pirate-infested waters because I'm going to have some buddies with me, and I'm going to have my 50 cal, so I'm not worried about those pirates.
You just pick them off.
I'm going to put, like, a freaking 2-foot hole in their ship coming after me. See how long it takes that sucker to go down. No, but on my yacht, I'm going to have a private helicopter. So I, you know, when I dock, I'll dock way out in the ocean, then I'll fly into town and land and do whatever. And then I'm also going to have on standby my own personal plane.
That's good.
So, and Cliff is already a licensed pilot, so I will have Cliff be my pilot and my captain of my ship, of my yacht. So I'll just have the rest of you guys, you know, you and Adrian and Winston hanging around, and we'll just go anywhere y'all want to go. Just shimmy around.
Well, that'll be good. I will be on board with you.
My own personal cook that we can just have whatever we want.
Mm-hmm. They better, for us, they better better be a good supply of food.
Yeah, I'm telling you. So much for being healthy, right?
Yeah.
But listen, though, this is awesome because in my yacht, I'm going to have their own personal room with scuba equipment.
Oh, yeah.
So we go scuba diving whenever we want, wherever we want.
How long till we're eating?
I don't know. We're going to have harpoon guns.
Good. One shot a piece. So we missed.
Well, yeah, there's like six of us, so there's six harpoons.
Okay. I like it, Sean.
Yes, that's going to be the fun one.
My number two is to buy all the highest quality video equipment, cameras, editing software, editing desktop, monitors. One of my rooms in the house is going to be a completely like green screen room, chrome green, to do green screen stuff with. And yeah, I'm going to have, now that I don't have to work, I'm going to have time to do my movies, my little videos. And I'm going to be constantly writing and directing and filming those. And it's going to be fun, even if no one cares or ever watches them.
So it'll be kind of like our podcast.
Only with fewer viewers.
Yes. I like it. That like sounds it. Like fun. It frightens and confuses me, but it sounds like fun.
Oh, it'll be a blast. We'll shoot your zombie story, Sean.
Yes! Buy a Lowe's.
Buy a Lowe's and go to work. Actually, I think I'd rather rent it out because I wouldn't want all that stuff after that.
That's true. Yeah, you can just rent it out at night. That'd be cool.
Super cool.
All right, John. Well, my number one, you've already kind of hit on, but I'm going to elaborate a little more on it. I would have several accounts opened up, and this is how you cheat the system. And in these accounts, like, for example, I'll have $30 million in an account, and I will give you the ATM card for it, you see?
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, it's already growing, and whenever you want cash, you just go to the ATM and take it out. And I would have those set up for my friends, my close friends, which I would say would be probably you, Grady, Cliff, Winston, and Adrian. I'm sorry, everybody else. But that would probably be the group that I would take care of. And, you know, the other guys wouldn't get $30 million because that's only the agreement with you. So they would get, you know, about $5 million each or something. And then my family, I'd take care of my family, you know, pay all their debts off and maybe buy them a couple of houses, buy them some leases, you know, have some houses everywhere where anybody can go stay in them when they want to. Just that kind of stuff. Make sure my family's taken care of and my friends are taken care of.
Yeah, so I bought my ticket on Monday. Friday? Yeah, Friday. And it was at 140, and I see that it's at 170, so obviously I did not win, Sean.
I haven't checked mine yet. But I buy them. Every time it gets over 100, I buy them.
Yeah. I try to be pretty regular. Okay. My number one. I have the word college written down, but I don't think it necessarily needs to be formal schooling. But I am going to constantly be learning, whether that is buying Rosetta Stones and learning languages or taking online courses. Or I just like knowledge, and I like to learn. And if I had more time to do that, like I've been – ever since I got out of college, I've been wanting to get back in to do more classes and learn more stuff. But well, it's really hard finding time now.
This works out really good, John. So you can do your Rosetta Stone and everything while we're traveling to other countries, and then you could be our interpreter.
Yeah. I'd love that.
You'd probably need to know where is the restroom in every language for me.
We can learn that.
Yeah, I can learn that one.
Have my video equipment set up and you know, as we're filming all of our travels. And then the opening sequence is you asking in every language to somebody, where's the restroom?
Yes.
That'd be good stuff. Okay, what's your number one?
My number one was take care of my family.
Oh, you did your number one first.
Yeah.
That's right. I remember that now. Okay.
And you went in, you bought a ticket, and we kind of got off on it.
Yeah, sorry. Well, I don't really have any honorable mentions.
I don't either. Just have fun. How about that?
Yeah.
We both love to have fun, so that money would buy fun for us.
Yeah. Plenty of pranks.
Oh, yes.
To be had.
Would we still try to do this show? I think we would. This is the Nerd List. We're live in Hawaii one week. Live in Cancun 1 week, and we're live in Bermuda 1 week.
I would. Yeah, that'd be very cool.
And then we could give away prizes, good prizes to our audiences.
Oh yeah.
Like, come join us on our yacht. We'll pick you up in our plane.
That would be cool.
Yeah. More people would listen to us then.
Yeah, of course, because we'd be getting all kinds of iTunes reviews and such.
Uh-huh.
Speaking of which, we're going to read a few today because we haven't done that.
You can read them because I cannot get on my iTunes. I've tried and tried and tried this
a long time. Okay, I will read some, Sean.
All right.
Because you're a wiener.
Icy wiener?
But before we do that, it's been a while since we've done a call to anybody, Sean.
We did a call, yes.
I see that my parents are on.
Let's do it.
So I'm going to give them a ring.
John?
Dad?
Hey, you were calling me?
Yeah, you got your mic in?
No, what?
You can should you hear me? In.
What?
Because you're on the Nerd List.
Yeah.
I'm on the Nerd List?
You're on the Nerd List.
So that's what you call me, or what?
Yeah. we're going to make you a star.
Yeah. Dozens of people will be listening to you.
Oh, really? I need to put on my microphone. What are you going to ask me?
A question.
Hold on a minute. I need to connect my microphone.
Oh dear.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello?
Yeah, I hear you. Can you hear us?
Can you hear me?
Yes. Can you hear us?
Yeah.
Okay. Good.
No problem.
Had a little transformer sound going on there for a minute. That's good stuff.
Okay, so our topic today, Dad, is what would you do if you won the lottery?
Oh.
So we're doing top 10 lists. So if you could just come up with a few things, first things that come to mind, what would you do if you won the lottery?
Pay all the bills. That will be the first thing to do.
Okay.
and then give money away to my relatives, you know, like you and Jessica and my brother, my sister, and, you know, Babette's family too, you know, her mom, and, you know, that's what I would do.
That's sweet, Dad, but now we want to know what's the selfish stuff you would do with it. That's what we're going for here.
The selfish.
Would you maybe adopt a new son that you're prouder of?
No. I have a son, I have a grandson, that's enough. Let me see. I guess travel. I sure would like to travel around the world.
Where's your first stop?
Selfish thing. My first stop, Europe. I'd love to go to Europe. Spain, France, England, Germany probably, those four countries. And then maybe go to Australia, go to Hawaii. So those are my, and I guess I'll go visit my dad in Chile too. That would be something that I'd like to do if I had all that money.
Okay.
But,
we used to always talk about cars. What's the first car you're buying yourself?
First car that I'm buying, gosh, right now I don't have, anything that I really want. I guess a new Avalanche. I guess so. That's what I will do. But
sticking with the Avalanche.
What's that?
Just sticking with the Avalanche, huh?
Yes.
Maybe. You always talked about a Mercedes. You didn't want a Mercedes.
Yeah, maybe Mercedes too, and an E350, you know, a four door, you know, something like that. But they just ride so low. I'm enjoying my pickup riding up high, and it's kind of nice. I feel more secure, you know, than riding real low. I thought about a sport car, but when I got in a Stacy's Mazda, I don't know, or RX, I don't know what that Mazda is.
RX-8?
Could be, yeah. The little one, it didn't ride very well. Kind of bounce a lot, and a rough ride. I said, I'd much rather ride my pickup, you know, so I don't really care about the sport car anymore.
Okay.
But,
when I win the lottery, I'll get you a semi.
A semi truck?
Yeah.
I guess so. Yeah, thank you. I'll put it to work, you know. I'll find some way how I can make some money on that thing. So that will be okay. Yeah.
It's like a built-in camper.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. I can travel around the country.
All right, Dad. Well, thanks for coming on. We'll let you go.
No problem. All right. I see you, John.
Okay, and now we're going to go to lists that have been sent in. We got two. One from Claire in the UK, and she writes, her number 10 is buy my own GLaDOS from Portal and use her as a home security. I think that's that robot in the game Portal that talks to you and constantly, like, makes fun of you as you're trying to escape.
All right.
I think. I'm not 100% sure. Number 9, buy a boat and get my sailing license.
Yes.
Matches up with you, Sean. Number 8, buy myself a country house and get a cinema built in the basement. Oh, that's something I completely skipped over. Obviously,
that's
in my
good.
House, I'm going to have a theater screen in there somewhere. Number 7, buy my way into being a prop maker on the set of Fringe, the TV show. Number 6, hire John Noble from The Fringe to cook me breakfast each morning. It'll make getting up more bearable. Number 5, buy a Cadillac and drive from east to west of America, staying in all the motels and visiting all the locations Mulder and Scully from The X-Files frequented.
I like it.
Number 4, buy a plot of land in the Cook Islands and start up a kayaking business and bar from there. Number 3, donate a bunch of money to the conservation and preservation of saving the kiwi bird. Number 2, hire a team of scientists to create a bionic, fully functional, working pancreas for my partner. They're diabetic. Number 1, and now where my true priorities lie, hire my own game development team and get them to make computer games for me from whatever ideas I have. I like that one.
That's good.
She says, Claire says she's been listening for a long time and she's always planned on writing lists to us and said she's made several quite a few times. But now at her work, she actually has a computer in front of her, so she managed to send one in this time.
Very happy about that. This is an email from Michael Casebolt. Hey, guys, I'll take it. This means unlimited funds, so I'll list my 10 in no particular order. Number 1, restore my space program. Let's go to Mars, baby. Number 2, make my own video game for me. Number 3, hook my grandparents up with a new house and anything else they desire. They raised me, so I think they've earned it. Number four, own a personal zoo or aquarium. I like that. Number five, travel the world. Yeah, I would love to have a zoo and aquarium. Number six, give the Nerdlist crew a reality show. All right. You guys make the best podcast. I'm sure it would be better than ever. Well, you know what? That would be cool. I would like that. Let's hope this guy wins the lottery. Number seven, own my own gym. That is actually an actual goal of mine. Number eight, do something to help this country's economy if possible. I won't pretend I know the solution. Number nine, probably become an obsessed collector of all things nerdy.
Johnny. We'll go on that road trip together, finding all the nerdy things.
And number 20, conquer the planet. Hey, that's not right. Might as well give it a go. Thanks again, guys.
He'll have his own Tony Stark Iron Man suit.
Yes.
Flying around. I own your country. You say different, I'll blast you. Or he could do it diplomatically. I don't know.
Just run for president.
President of the world.
Yes. I have $300 million.
I know we've been promoting getting iTunes reviews quite a bit here lately because those they help us out the most. And I know I also know that we haven't read those in quite a while. And a while back, I was shown how I can view other countries' iTunes reviews. So what I'm going to do now is we have five that I never read from the UK that I'm going to go ahead and read real quick.
Well, sweet.
And then we'll leave the rest. We'll go through other countries as the weeks follow. From the UK, the first one that was sent in, this is going back from the 28th of April, 2011. Mighty Wombat, he says, a great podcast hosted by two great characters. This is my favorite type of podcast, full of substance and hosted by real people rather than slick would-be DJs. The guys cover a wide variety of topics, and I enjoy cheering at some of their choices in their top 10 almost as much as I enjoy wincing at them. And Claire, this is the one who sent us the list today. She sent this review in back on the 23rd of February, 2011. This week, folks, I'm reviewing my top 10 podcasts. This gets more than just an honorable mention, and it makes it easily to number two. I wasn't sure, first of all, if this podcast concept was really my thing, but I persevered, and I've definitely got a soft spot for it now. The two presenters have obviously worked hard to improve and perfect the show, but it's sometimes the imperfections I enjoy the most. This is my ultimate comfort food whilst I work, and I find myself being riveted to even mundane topics they might cover because of the enthusiasm and format of the show that drives it forward. Let's hope their lucid imagination stays strong. And then Andy Johnson gave his review on 19th of March, 2011. He says, I heard about the Nerdlist through the Skeptic's Guide to the Universe and makes for a very good podcast. The banter is great, and reminiscing about old TV shows, games, and film make the show something to look forward to. Just finished listening to episode 10. Movie tough guys, and I cannot believe that Vin Diesel and as Riddick wasn't even in the honorable mentions, as he was my number one. Keep up the good work, guys. And Gareth Binks wrote his on the 27th of May on 2011. Heard about this from the SGU podcast. Love hearing what other people think about. And then Jinxie, they gave this one on the 30th of October, 2011. An absolutely brilliant podcast that is so simple in concept but is always entertaining. Even though there is both an age and cultural difference between me and the host, I still find myself laughing along to about 95% of their podcast. And the fact that it is a reliable weekly podcast means that you are never far away from hearing the next top 10. I discovered the podcast recently by link hopping suggested topics podcasts on iTunes, and I've since listened to nearly every episode. You can hear the evolution of John and Sean in their professionalism, but they haven't lost their character. Highly recommended for anyone interested in comics and 90s nostalgia.
Yes, that was nice.
Yeah, thank you, UK, for those kind words. And we will continue on with the other countries in the following weeks.
Excellent.
Sean, where can they call us?
Oh, no, I don't have it. What did you hear me like scuffling around for it? I write it on the list every week. 901-466-6865.
And they can email us at
thenerdlist@gmail.com.
And our website,
thenerdlist.com.
No W's. Awesome.
.com.
The Nerdlist website, you can find links to everything and anything that you need about the show there. And we need calls for the 100th episode. We're already on episode 95 next week, and so we're getting close. How many do we have? We have two with a promise of two more. So looks like we have four for the time being.
Hey, that's better than three.
Yeah. And now for our list topic for next week. A lot of times we've gotten emails over the years that we've been doing this about people asking about what equipment we use to record, how we record, maybe just some advice, recommendations, things about doing a podcast. And so our list this next week is going to be our top 10 advice for doing a podcast, because I know a lot of people who listen to podcasts are interested in doing one of their own, and it's really not that hard to do, especially if you're like Sean and you have somebody else who does all the technical stuff for you.
Dang, Skippy.
You show up and you provide the – you better be interesting like Sean is, though. Oh, that's getting into our advice already. But if you've ever had the desire, had the thought of doing your own podcast, this show is for you. We have learned a thing or two over the last 2.5 years, and we will share that knowledge that we gained the hard way to you for free, because you're our loyal listener. And that's it for this week, and we'll see you next time with your top 10 list.
Thank you for joining us on the Nerd List. If you have any questions, comments, or would just like to let us know your top 10 list, you can find us at thenerdlist.com, email us at thenerdlist@gmail.com, or find us on Facebook. Music for The Nerd List has been provided by Steven Jurgen.
Sean's back.
You're back. And uglier than ever.
That's right.
He's gone.
Oh, I had some more questions about his son and how he wasn't proud of him.
Okay. All right, amigo. You are starting first, Jace?
Yes.
Okay. What is this, 94?
Yes.
Do you have your iTunes up?
No.
You should open these because I need to...
I cannot open iTunes.
What do you mean you cannot open?
I don't know how to.
What do you mean you know how? No, don't know how.
God, it's like I'm calling somebody in San Antonio.
It's an iTunes desktop icon. You double click. It open.
I don't have iTunes.
Yes, you do.
Very
choppy. Very choppy robot boy.
Let's do this.
What are we doing?
Our list.
Do you have iTunes open, Jace?
It's opening. It's not responding. It's good talking to your dad.
You can't bring that up now because that's going to be put in at the end.
Okay. Well, I'm glad we didn't talk to your dad. All right, John. My number 7, your dad already ruined. Oh, wait, no, he didn't.
No, he didn't.
Oh, man, I would like to go on a trip.
Hold on, start it over. My number 7.